Leaders appointed a conference committee yesterday to approve whatever agreement they reach amongst themselves. So far, it looks like that deal is still a work in progress. The committee was scheduled to convene at 8 this morning, but as of this afternoon, it still had not met. The biggest issue that was left unresolved when the Senate and Assembly passed their separate versions of the budget was whether it should be balanced using a tax on oil companies, some form of a fuel tax, or a tax on investors. The Assembly favored a tax on oil companies that could get passed on at the pump by as much as 4.4 cents per gallon. The Senate favored getting rid of the state's tax break for most capital gains income. The final budget deal could potentially include pieces of both options. Leaders today were also negotiating how to handle the many versions of regional transit authorities that were included in these budgets. These are bodies that would have the power to levy a local sales tax to pay for bus and rail. Some lawmakers worried that tax could hurt their reelection chances next year. Once leaders agree to a budget in principle and the conference committee gives its okay, the full Senate could vote on the plan as early as tonight. The Assembly could then take it up tomorrow or Saturday. The governor's office has said the budget needs to be law by Monday, or the state stands to lose out on millions in federal funds. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.